The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
More than a week ago, we told you about law enforcement raiding the home of 90s rapper Afro Man.
90s rapper Afro Man.
Afro Man's
whose real name is Joseph Foreman. Afro Man is the artist behind the hit song Because I Got High and Colt 45.
We're live here at the Adams County Sheriff's Office because they used this search warrant.
On August 21st, the warrant says a search was needed because there was probability of drugs on the property, trafficking.
But it also mentions kidnapping.
Police bust through the kitchen door. Wearing tactical gear and holding rifles, sifting through Afro Man's house, going room to room.
All right, guys, we're here. We're going to do this the Adams County Sheriff way. We're going to get all the drugs and all the kidnapping victims out of here. We're going to be heroes, even with no evidence and no real reason to believe that it's really happening.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Go ahead. Come on. I think someone's in there. Is that him?
No. I don't see anyone, boss.
That's not him, boss.
He's not here.
I don't see him.
He must be on tour signing DDs and whatnot. I don't know who he thinks he is, but we're going to get him today.
Weirdo.
Yeah, boss.
Right. One, two, three.
Got him.
Wait a minute.
What?
Where's the drugs?
I don't know, boss.
I don't see any kidnapping victims in here.
Well,
we got something. What is that?
That's it.
Boss, I think it's lemon pound cake.
Lemon pound cake?
Yes, this is the second hour of John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. And bringing up the subject matter here, and before we get into it, we've got Nickelback Daryl here on the show.
Hey, before you continue, by the way, I got to do something in honor of the subject we're talking about. I hope you can hear it. Give me just a second here. Oh, I don't know if you could, because I don't have a microphone. But, I just took a bong hit. I had to. I was thinking that he's got a song, by the way, Just My Paranoia, and one of them's like, it's a raid, or that's what I assume. I flushed 2 ounces in the bathroom, but he wasn't there to do it, unfortunately.
Well, I want to get people, and this is such a cool story to me. Because, I mean, not only because it's one of our favorite rappers. I know he's one of your favorite rappers for sure.
Yeah.
You have all of his albums. Well,
no,
most of them, right?
No. Six of them. Not even close to all. I think he's got like 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My favorite album title, though, is Waiting to Inhale. I was like, oh, what a good, what, good job. I love that guy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, and my thing is, and it's something I've been telling people for years, is that you need surveillance. You need counter surveillance, because the police are the ones doing surveillance on you, right? The government's doing surveillance, so you need counter surveillance.
Yeah.
Afro Man is the only person that I know that has done what I told people to do, what people should be doing. And that is having, if you're away from home, you need to have streaming, I want to say, like, you need to have a network, home network, with video cameras everywhere, and not just have a local system where the videos go to, but have it streamed to your device while you're away. so that you have all footage of everything that happens.
And it needs to be closed circuit.
And that's exactly what Aquaman did.
Nobody else can see it.
Well, I don't think it'd be closed circuit if it's going out to your personal device.
Oh, maybe. Okay, right on.
Well, that's the reason. I don't know if you've seen the music videos yet or not. I know we talked about it last night.
No.
Okay. Well, the music videos that he put out is of the raid itself.
Oh, because he had the film. Yes. Go. I want to know more.
Okay. So he did a song. He did two songs, actually. One about the raid, and then one specifically about why are they disconnecting my cameras. Which is funny because it's too late. It's already been streamed to his device. He had all the footage. And so that has actually put the Adams County Police Department in a bad position because, number one, they didn't find anything. Number two, once they figured out they were being recorded, had no option to plant anything. Yeah.
Good on you, Apple, man.
I've been telling people for years, this is how you need your setup. And somebody has it set up the way that I described, and boom, it's working out for them. I don't just talk out of my butt, people. So he's been harassed before by police. I'm sure you know some of it, right?
Oh, yeah. I know that. I mean, I don't remember the details, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, I love this man, and I love his music. The music is the most I know about him. I know the song lyrics. I wanted to see him. A lot of the details slipped through the cracks with me, but I definitely knew about that raid, and I told everybody I knew about it because it was ridiculous, and it sucks what happened to him. But, I know he's had problems, but and I don't have every detail on this particular artist. It's a Guns N' Roses thing. I just absolutely love his music, at least the music I've been exposed to through him on the 6 albums that I own.
Absolutely. I want to go ahead and get one of those tracks out there, just so that we have even more context. Let's play... Will You Fix My Door?
Yeah, please, I don't know that one. Let's do it. Oh, that's a great title.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Let's hear a clip of that or the song. Or the whole, I don't care. Let's do it.
We can blast the whole song. I love it. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it. Just my paranoia running away from me.
Mike, are you here with us?
yeah.
Mike, check 1, 2, 1, 2.
I think that's what
play the Will You Repair My Door?
I love it. Yes.
Will you help me repair my gate? Will you help me repair my door? Did you find what you was looking for?
Yes.
Will you help me repair my gate and door?
I gotta buy
myself. Would you like a slice of lemon pound cake? You can take as much as you wanna take. There must be a big mistake. Would you like to have a slice of my lemon pound cake?
I gotta see this video.
The warrant said narcotics and kidnapping.
The warrant said narcotics and kidnapping. Are you kidding? I make my money rapping. Why does the warrant say narcotics? Well, I know narcotics, but why kidnapping? Let me ask you something, officer. Any kidnapping victims inside my seat pockets? Are there any kidnapping victims inside my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There are no kidnapping victims in my suit pockets. Let me ask you another question. Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? Is there 1,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets? You crooked cops need to stop it. There's not 1,000,000 pounds of weed in my suit pockets. Let me ask you something else. Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? Any kidnapping victims inside my CDs? The Adams County Sheriff Department, you can get these. There are no kidnapping victims in my CDs. How many pounds of weed are inside my CDs? How many pounds of weed are inside my CDs? Adams County Sheriff, you can get these. How many pounds of weed did you find in my CDs? Why are you stealing my money?
Oh no! Was that the end of it?
Oh no! I clicked off it. Hang on, I'll bring it back.
That was awesome. That's so good. Oh man! I gotta watch that video later. I gotta do that.
Come on.
Oh man!
You never catch white people breaking their mind.
Wait a minute.
Oh no.
Are you stealing my money?
Oh no.
You represent the law and it's funny. You're stealing my legal work hard every day. Pay taxes money. The sheriff disconnected my cameras. The sheriff disconnected my cameras. The sheriff should be locked up in slammers. The Adams County Sheriff Department disconnected my cameras. Did you have to traumatize my kids? 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 Will you pay me for doing wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Will you pay me for doing me wrong? Or will I have to get paid from this song?
Yeah.
How you think they're gonna buy this, man?
I am. Oh, I'm buying that. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go get my laptop and buy it right now. Oh my god, that was fantastic. Oh wow, I loved that, man. I can't wait to watch that video later. Shoot, that's awesome. Cool. Get my laptop out right now, actually.
there, V?
I can now.
I think V.
Oh, okay. So, there we go. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
That was awesome.
I had my mic switched off. Listen.
That was awesome.
So here we go. We I have to talk about the lemon pound cake very quickly before we get to anything else.
I don't know what it means. So do it. Yes. Please.
The fat sheriff, I think the bigwig, him and his fat bloated self, as he's going through the kitchen with his AR, walks by the lemon pound cake that's on the kitchen island and kind of takes a step back, double takes, and then keeps walking.
Oh my god. This jerk. That was hard to do, by the way. I'm not supposed to swear for context. I'm trying not to. So whoever can hear this, I'm trying.
Go ahead.
This is awesome. This Afro Man stuff, dude. This is great. I'm buying the CD right now. I'm going to AfroManMusic.com because he has it in several of his songs. And he actually put his booking agent's number in one of his songs, too. And I called it. And I tried to book him for one of my Halloween parties, but the brother's not doing a great job. He's really not. But that was, that was like 10 years ago. Sorry, tangent, but it's still Afro Man.
Well, I need to book him to come on the show. Wow. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? So there's several references to the Lemon Pound Cake. I think even the album has been named Lemon Pound Cake, if I'm correct. I maybe I don't know. But there's Lemon Pound Cake everywhere. And so that's Adams County's shining moment right there. The cop
ridiculous.
Just there, you can see the internal struggle. The whoo, lemon pound cake. Like he was going to stop and confiscate the damn thing. He wanted to stop the raid and dig in.
This is why I break the law. I pick my battles and I'm a nice guy and like I don't like destroy people's stuff anymore, nothing like that. But I'm going to do whatever I want because I've seen it. In fact, I actually sold some Vicodin to two police officers over the course of my life. It has happened. And when that happened, I was like, okay, I can do whatever I want. I don't care. Like, I'm going to do whatever I want. They are.
It puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, like, I like the police, I think, are at least somewhat necessary. They definitely are. Because this, like, I don't want pure chaos. Like, as fun as that sounds for a day, no, I don't want that. I want people to still follow the rules to at least a little bit. Like, red and green lights, if people didn't follow those rules and didn't get, like, fined for it, it'd be ridiculous chaos out there. I don't want that. So, like, I got to say, I like the cops. But that is messed up. But because I know they break the law, I break the law. Fuck them. Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I chose the worst one. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, so I want to give more context to the song you just heard because...
Please,
It's not just a song. It's a music video. So
yeah, I know.
Afro Man turned his surveillance video into music video. So when he says, did you find any trafficking victims or kidnapping victims in my pockets?
In my pockets, okay.
Literally, these cops are going through every suit in his closet that he owns. let's skip this break. So, literally, every single pocket of every suit. So that's why he's like, did you find 100 pounds of weed in my pockets? Did you find any kidnapped people in my pockets?
Brilliant.
The theme goes on with every item that he says. You know, did you find any of my CD cases? They're literally going through his CD cases, opening CDs individually.
Oh my god. Dude, I used to do blow off of CD cases. Wow. Those are some thorough punk. Thorough punk. Wow. They're like, oh, man, we are. They're like, oh, man, we are so wrong about this. We have to find something. Oh, my God. This was a bad tip. This is awful. Oh, please let us find anything at all.
They didn't have a bad tip. They didn't have a bad tip.
You know what I mean.
They made up.
You know what I mean.
No. Well, I mean, but they made up the tip. A lot of cops do that when they want to raid you. Because the thing is, when you have an informant, quote-unquote, so when it gives a tip, quote-unquote, their identity is protected. It's not written down. It's not anything. So the courts cannot ask for the identity of the person who so-called is informant or tipper. So,
oh, man, I want that immunity just in my regular life. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, well, that gives the police the ability to make something up. Make a fraudulent person up. And they do it all the time. All the time. There was a cop who quit his police department because they were doing that so much. And he started making videos busting them with fake houses to raid.
Very darn interesting. Oh, that was so hard. how do I find that? How do I find that so I can see that? So that sounds really interesting.
Oh boy. I don't know. I did a show on that.
Okay, we can gloss over this year. We can gloss over.
But I'll find it for you at some point in time. They were doing civil forfeiture. You'll find it if you get on YouTube and type in civil forfeiture.
I know what that means. I know what that means. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that. Another loophole. Another loophole.
But I'm surprised that Adams County didn't do civil forfeiture of his own. I'm really surprised. But, again, that counter surveillance, people, saved his entire butt.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. All right, so if you like that, let's take about 4 minutes here. Let's listen to the next song.
Okay. Wait. Give me a second. I want to say one more thing. I've also had 3 of my cameras stolen by police officers when they caught me, doing crazy stuff.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, man, when can I pick those up? Like, they're like, what cameras? And I was like,
what camera?
My tapes never got put into evidence, so it was fine, and it would have been detrimental. So that's a good thing.
That's why, if you made a big deal about the camera, then they would put the tape.
Then that would come out. Yeah. Exactly.
So they saw an opportunity to steal. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, dude, like it became a present for his wife probably because I had high dollar cameras before YouTube existed, and that's when all this went down. And that's like, honestly, it's fortunate and unfortunate. Like, I got kind of pseudo-got away with it, and I had to... It was the cost of the camera, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. That's dirty. Yeah, I remember you telling me that. That's dirty, man. Okay, dude, let's go with...
The tapes would have been much worse. The tapes would have been much worse. No. It's fine. Fine. It's the price I paid.
I understand.
For the way I act. Dude. Red is calling me, bro.
Anyways, that's... okay, why are you disconnecting my cameras? Let's go with that one.
Yeah. I want to hear that. That's funny.
Are you with us, Mike?
It should be coming up. There must be some time.
All right, there we go.
The British are coming. Hide your money, your kids and your woman. White supremacists, all my premises. What is this? A racist feminist? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked
fucking cops in the slammer.
August 21st was the day. The Adams County Sheriff destroyed my gate. They ran up my driveway with guns and hate to steal my funds. They just couldn't wait. I know you want me dead or in the slammers, but why you unhooking my video cameras? Rent a cops for rent,
for rent.
Digging in my pockets
for lint,
unconfidential informant. False accusations on the warrant. Any pounds of weed in my custom suits? Any kidnapping victims in my gator boots? What do you see in my CDs? Look at the screen. Can you see these? What do you see in my CD books? You can't see me, but I can see you, crooks. The British are coming. The British are coming. Hide your money, your kids and your woman. White supremacists on my premises. What is this? A racist feminist? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Sheriff Snake, or Drupal Tate, TikTok famous, Officer Pound Cake, speculator, hater, any kidnapping victims in my refrigerator, congratulations, TikTok star. Now the world knows how stupid you are. Lucky you're a Family Guy. Got the munchies because you got high. You never catch white people breaking in my house, but you can traumatize me, my kids, and my spouse. You can steal honest money from me, man, but you can't solve the murder in C-Man. Mad because I'm black, mad because I'm rich, mad because I'm Ocho, drug addict. I came from L.A. and bought the whole city. Send your wife home drunk with my name on her. The British are coming, the British are coming. Hide your money, your kids and your woman. White supremacists on my premises. What is this? A racist feminist? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. I pay taxes, I work daily. I get raided by Beto Bailey, Randy Walters, Private Pile. I used to fuck his wife, doggy style. Fidel Castro,
let's see.
Duck Dynasty, Uncle Jesse, Resource Officer, Receding Hairline, Deputy Dipshit, just can't find it. Lieutenant Mona Lickum Low Lisa.
Lisa,
and my ex-wife just like pizza.
Pizza.
She's jealous of me and my log jam. That's why she disconnected my camera. Pubic hair, Paw Patrol. Bring back the money that you stole.
Refund me.
OQ and King Kong Bundy. The British are coming, the British are coming. Hide your money, your kids and your woman. White supremacists on my premises. What is this? A racist feminist? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer.
Wow. Was that how he ended that song? Just like that? Just with those four guitars?
Well, no. Actually, it's an 8-minute long video.
Oh, I see why you did it. Okay, that's fine.
The actual song, the raps are over, but it's 4 minutes of music, and the video is of him hiding in different places where they looked.
Man,
really? But them cutting that's away, awesome. Not fighting anything. That's it's awesome. Hilarious.
I love that. Dude, I've been watching these things for done. Easily. Oh man, like I'm hyped up. Like, I mean, that song, like the way he's rapping and the beat, like, no, like, 3 stars would be how I'd put it. The other one's a 5-star classic forever and the time. I love that song. That was amazing. Oh,
I feel as though we gotta skip this break. Can we skip this break, Mike? Excellent. So I want to give again more context. Yeah, he's all around his house. You know, you'll see him hopping into his refrigerator, and then the next scene is the cop. You see the cop open up the refrigerator, not finding anything.
All right. So, don't spoil it for me anymore. I'm super happy with this. I'm gonna watch these when we're done. No. Don't tell me no more. I'm in.
Well, okay. Well, Give me context.
I also love his instrumentals, like his 7-minute song, like on Pro 20. On Pro 20, hold on, I'm going to look up the name of the song. Like, it's a 5-star fucking, I'm so sorry, classic for me. I'm trying, listeners, I am, I'm so sorry. I know you know the word, I'm sorry, I hope you don't get fined.
7, darn it. Or 6:30 p.m., all right. So, okay, but it's brilliant, it's brilliant, though, how he's making fun of these people.
Yes.
And again, I applaud him because I mean, there's nothing that these cops can do. He had video stream to himself.
He has the evidence. It's crazy. It's never that way. It's always the other way around.
It's always the other way around.
Oh, that's right. So cool. I can't wait to see this. I stopped it.
I can tell you. Well, okay, so I want to try something here. This is the first time we've done this. Mike, I would like to give a call to Adams County Sheriff's Department. If you can look up that number, I would like to make some inquiries to them.
About when we come back to the break, we're going to call the police station. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
I can't wait. That's great. Let's do it.
Awesome. I have a number here. It says they're closed.
Oh, that's great. Let's call it anyway. Hey, do that before the break. Just call it real quick. See if somebody picks up.
Well, Alex, Adams County, Ohio, right?
Ohio.
Okay, I got the wrong one anyway.
Yeah.
That's Mississippi. Right. Hang on one second.
Yeah, because Afro Man moved up to Ohio where Dave Chappelle is. I guess he thought he was.
Yeah, of course.
One of my favorite lyrics in the song is that he moved from LA and bought this town. So, yeah, they hate the guy, I'm sure. And I love the fact of him releasing these videos after the fact. And then he has another music video where he's just got jars and jars of weed, and he's toking up. He's got Afro Man written on the side of a blunt and some kind of paper.
Yes.
He's got white women putting the blunt in his mouth so he can smoke it. He's showing out.
What's that video? Which one is that? I don't watch music videos, really, dude. I can't wait to see these. Like, I've probably seen 200 or 300 in my life. It's not a thing I do. I usually listen to music and clean or walk around or do drugs or something. I want to know what these are. I got to see these tonight. I have to.
Well, they're on YouTube.
Yeah, I know, but I need, like, the list. Well, yeah, I need something to write on. Hang on here. You know, because earlier when we started the show, I had that tribute to Afro Man, and my brain's a little scattered. All right. So, will you fix my door? That's the one.
Will you repair my door?
Repair?
Yeah.
Even better. Higher class words.
Why are you disconnecting my cameras? Yeah.
Why are you disconnecting my camera? Seriously, 3-star song, but I'm going to watch that video. Like, that's not going to be on my mega playlist.
The video is the best part.
Will you repair my door? That is classic to the end of time. That'll be on my ultimate random forever. That was awesome. Okay, wait, why are you disconnecting my cameras?
The way he showcases the stupidity of these people and the desperation of these people. I mean, they're searching, but then there's desperation. When you look, I have to spoil one more. Whenever you look underneath a rug mat, you're desperate.
Hey, speaking of which, I've been raided twice in my life, and am I getting too off subject here?
No, go ahead.
This is okay. Okay, I've been raided twice, and one of them, the neighbor across the street got a tip that I was going to get raided, and it actively happened. And I don't know, I don't remember why they knew. And I live next door to a cop, so that, or not anymore, but I did. And that might have been part of it. But so we were growing mushrooms, and we got the tip, and we got everything out of the house, and they came up empty-handed. They didn't break anything because, you know, I don't lock my door. You just come inside. So that didn't have to happen, thankfully, because otherwise I'd be right there with darn Afro Man. Oh, so hard to say darn. And, yeah, they came up empty-handed. So I've been on the radar. So the second raid was, I was dealing drugs. I mean, that's real. Like, and they were trying to get me for sure, definitely. So I used to put it, like, this is old school, in these CRT monitors, like computer monitors that used to weigh, like, 40 pounds. And yes. The glass is, like, 4 inches thick. And I would take them apart, and I'd stuff all the herb in there. And then me and my roommate, we had an assembly line, and we would weigh it and put it in bags and all that. And we would then break up some of the weed in their bags and roll them one joint each and throw the joint in the bag too. And people, like, our business skyrocketed like crazy because there was a pre-rolled joint with what they got so they could smoke on the way home. It was like the best business decision we ever made. And then so we were selling it out of a we did all kinds of things, like it would come to the house, whatever, but we were selling it out of a sandwich shop that me and a friend of mine worked at. And well, actually I didn't work there, but you know what I'm talking about. I just don't want to say the name. That's all.
Yeah, I think I remember this. Yes.
Dave. Let me call him Dave. So Dave was working at a sandwich shop, and if you bought enough herb from us, you would get a free sandwich at the sandwich shop. And that was alluring as well. Plus it came with a pre-rolled joint. So we already are way on top. And the sandwich shop didn't do inventory except for one thing, hoagie rolls for their sandwiches. So I would show up in the morning, and I'd buy like 8 to 12 hoagies, just bread, and I would take them. And then after the manager left, I would show back up with the weed and the hoagies. And so everybody got a free sandwich, too. And the business was booming. It was crazy. And so there was, yeah, it was like awesome. Because I think the rolls were 80 cents a pop. It was nothing. And so that was part of our operation, too. And now the reason I bring this up, I'm getting to it, is like I went up there with like all the cash that Dave gave me. And I had all the herb that was in the truck, and I dropped it off. And so they came and they got it, and I acted like I was uninvolved, and I'm wearing like these sparkly silver girl pants. I look like a psychopath. So the dogs are all in my truck, the cops are all in my truck, the dogs clearly smell it. It honestly was just right there. And this is Mexican dirt weed, by the way. It's not the good stuff. This was a long time ago. I'm 37, so, you know, not too long, but, you know, long enough. And they didn't arrest me. So I locked up the store, and I was like, I went into my truck while the cops were out back. Because I didn't get arrested, I was being all bald and brazen, being this stupid, bold and brazen. And I was like, you guys never put the seat back where it was. I had it in the sweet spot. The sweet spot. And like, I said it just verbatim, exactly like that, but way louder. And I know it pissed them off. They were so angry. So they came after me, which is why I don't do nothing like that anymore. No. They have more power than me, and I know it. That's the way it is. I don't have to like it, but that's what's happening. And so with this, why are you disconnecting my camera? When Dave got out of jail, I bailed him out, of course. I was like, dude, we have to sneak into the store and fry the computers, man. Like, we got to do something about this. We have to. Like, we got to go in there and get rid of this. I don't want to go to jail, dude. I don't want to go. And they did use the video against us. They did. And they got me for fingerprints on a ATB bag that had the Ziploc bag inside it of the herb. And that was all the evidence they had on me. Like, I was off camera in this thing, but he wasn't. And so they came on the 5th of November. This is really relevant, V, because we were watching V for Vendetta. This is the craziest thing ever. This is not made up, whoever's listening. I'm not kidding you at all. It's the most uncanny thing that's ever happened. And so I had like 12 people watching V for Vendetta on 5th of November, and the cops busted in. No uniform, nothing like that. And I go, like, they come and get me, you know, it, like, seriously. And they came in and busted in, and I like, this is the weirdest thing ever, right when V was arresting Evie and throwing her in jail for nothing. It was, the, like, the most uncanny thing. And I was like, what am I getting arrested for? And they're like, we don't have to tell you, Patriot Act. And then I was like, okay, don't you have to have a warrant? And they're like, we don't have to show you that, Patriot Act. You know, okay. And then I was like, can you at least let me change out of these silky girl pants for when I go to jail? And they said, if you can do it with your handcuffs on, and they were already behind my back, but I'm an extremely flexible and slender person. So I was just able to move my hands from behind my back, under my feet, right to my front, and then they drew the gun while I was in the bedroom. I was like, guys, like, seriously, I'm outnumbered here, dude. Thank you for this opportunity. And so I changed my pants, and so we're out front after they get me out of the house, and they allowed me to smoke a cigarette, actually. They gave me that, but again, they said I have to have the handcuffs on, and they have to be behind my back this time. So I was able to move my handcuffs. I'm not that flexible anymore, but my arms are longer than my body should be. I'm a little bit weird. And I was able to get the cigarette to my mouth and light it. And I got to smoke about half of it before they got frustrated with me. And then they threw me into the vehicle. And it was still nice of them to say yes for us. I mean, it was, but this is still a stupid situation. And when I was, like, in the police car, I was like, hey, guys, like, do you know how weird what just happened was? Have you seen the movie V for Vendetta? Have you? Like, this is the craziest thing. Like,
I watch it every fifth. Just like you.
Straight up. Always have. Dude, in fact, I went and saw that movie in the theater, and me and Big Guy snuck in. And after the movie ended, I was so blown away. I went to the ticket counter. I was like, hey, dude, I snuck into your theater, and I watched V for Vendetta. And it was so good. I'm going to pay for it now. You can put that in your pocket. I've already stolen it. Do whatever you want. You can go buy the book. That was fantastic. That literally happened as well. Like, how did all of these things converge into this moment? And then I was, like, talking to the cop, and I was like, man, you really got to watch that movie. You won't believe what just happened when you do. Like, because I play my stuff super loud. I have an incredible sound system. You could hear it from down the block if I saw fit. And so when they busted in with 12 of us watching it movie theater style, and I'm in a cheap house, people, by the way. I am not a rich man. It's like 1,250 square feet for context.
You got a nice house.
I know, but like it's not a rich person's house. But I've gotten so much free stuff over the years that I've been able to compile, because I've lived here 17 years, when people move and they're like, oh, Daryl wants it. Oh, yes, I do. And then I'll throw my crap away. So I built this empire in here. I got off track. But yeah, like I was telling the cops, like, you have to watch this. Like, this is crazy. Like, I was already arrested. Like, why should I be mean? Like, it's already over. And I was like, please. Like, you don't know what just happened. Like, oh my God, it's going to resonate hard if you actually get around to it.
Daryl, and people need to understand. Daryl, he's a character. He's like a cartoon character. I can't deprive the world of the opportunity to know who he is, because he's just one of these people you have to know. Before we go any further, I want to try Adams County Sheriff's Department. I'm serious about that.
Yes!
So if we can call them, that would be great.
Let me dial him up here. I'll put him on the air.
Yeah! Producers on the job! Yo. I love it! Fantastic. Oh, I hope this works.
All right, here we go. Hang on.
I don't have that good a context, B. It's going to be mostly you. Am I allowed to talk during this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, hang on.
But let me start.
Okay. Let me call him.
You lead it. You lead it.
Hang on, guys.
I haven't seen the videos or nothing.
You have reached the Adams County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Kimmy Rogers. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. If you know your party's extension, enter it now. To speak to a deputy or to have a deputy dispatch, press 1. To speak to a jailer for inmate information or sex offender registration, press 2.
You want me to press 1?
Press 1.
Sheriff's sales, accounts payable.
Please wait. You are being transferred.
Oh my God! We're getting into it.
Hold on, County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, hello. I'm calling to make an inquiry about the Afro Man situation.
I'm in the news media.
I want to know: is it standard practice to, when you're looking for victims, trafficking victims, like whole people, is it standard practice to go through a man's wardrobe, CD cases?
What news outlet do you work for?
I'm at the Public Broadcasting Network. My name is V, host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show.
Okay, public what broadcasting? I'm sorry.
Republic Broadcasting Network. I understand you guys. I mean, you do raids because you get these tips and you have your targets of people who are involved with what you call narcotics or whatever like that. But at least, I mean, do you guys pay for the damage when you find nothing? Because there was a lot of damage done to this man's property.
You're going to have to call back tomorrow, probably between 8 and 4, and speak to, what is tomorrow, actually? You'll actually probably have to wait till Monday to call back in around 8 and 4 and speak to the sheriff.
Speak to the sheriff. Okay. Okay, you guys are aware that you're being blasted by Afro Man with the video surveillance that he took himself. Are you guys doing anything to fix this corruption? Because this is very corrupt practice.
You have to speak to the sheriff.
Oh boy, that'll be an interview. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. She's just a receptionist, dude. She's just a receptionist. I understand that.
I didn't want to lay into her because I know, she's just...
Yeah. Are we going to follow up on that? That would be amazing. You want to follow up on that on Monday? That'd be cool.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should follow up on it. If you want me to, you want to be my partner in crime on this one?
I probably need to learn a few more things that's happened. Yeah, I need to read up on the story a little better because I only know fringe information at the moment. But yeah, dude, of course. I would want to champion Afro Man. Are you kidding me? Like, I paid for his stuff, dude. I tried to see him live. He was the jerk on that one. But, you know, whatever. You know, maybe I'll get another crack at it someday. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, oh, shoot, I'm going to be at work during those hours, dude.
I'm going to try to actually schedule something with the man that can happen during this time period at some point in the future.
Ooh, that's a good idea, try to schedule it. Okay.
I'm going to try to put him on a schedule so he has to take my call.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely try that, dude. Straight up. That'd be amazing. I want to be there for that. Yes!
All right. Well, guys, I mean, and you got to support your artist out there. I know Being here on RVN, I know 99.99% of you don't listen to rap, but hey, the situation is real. I mean, how many times well, have they harassed Willie he's Nelson?
He's a melodic rapper, though, so it appeals to more people than the standard stuff, in my opinion.
But how many times did they harass Willie Nelson? I mean, give me a break.
Dude, he went to jail so many times, of course. Yeah.
There are real criminals out there. Trust me, there are actual kidnappers. There are actual murderers.
Dude.
There are actual...
I have an angle on this. We were at our house. No, not at our house. We're almost there. There's a stop sign right before our house. And, like, back in the day, 40% of our friends had been pulled over at that stop sign. And it happened to Dave. And Dave kind of haphazardly California stopped and or what that means is rolled through the stop sign instead of completely stopping and waiting for the wheels to go backwards, by the book, nonsense. And the cops pulled him over. And he got a ticket for it. And so I have a lot of people that came to our house. And so he was so pissed off, once he was done, he came to the house. He's like, look, there's these cops out here. And so we have poster board and markers because we're crazy people. And we wrote, stop the real criminals on these poster boards. And we went out to where the cops were. Like, what we did was a victimless crime. It was.
Right.
You know, he could have just said, stop it, dude. That's what he should have done. He was being a jerk. Probably because of the way we act at our house, actually. They're probably trying to teach us a lesson. Honestly, now that I think about it, the context. He's like, they annoy 10 houses on that block. We got to make them pay somehow. But anyway, we did that. And we went out there and we held that up right where the cops were, like 20 feet ahead. Oh, we also wrote a sign that said, slow down cops ahead and then stop the real criminals. We had two signs. I'm sorry about that. That's better context. And so... They left. They bailed once we started doing that. And so we went around the neighborhood trying to find them. And we found them all at the 7-Eleven. So we didn't know exactly what to do. So we did. Yes, we did. Oh, yes, we did. We didn't know what to do. So we went to the 7-Eleven and we saw the donuts. And of course, we got the donuts. And then we saw they had microwavable bacon in a microwave. So we put bacon on the donuts. And after we microwaved it. And then the cops were, like, leaning against the wall, like Jay and Silent Bob style, like, smoking cigarettes. And me and Big Ed leaned against the wall next to him. And we weren't 10 feet away. We weren't 3 feet away. We were just as close as they were. We went right next to him, like a foot and a half. And we were, like, eating these donuts while they're having their conversation. We're like, man, I can't believe people would eat this S. And this is disgusting. And the cops turn over like, you guys making fun of us? And we go, yeah, you gave us a ticket for a victimless crime. And you're out here now leaning against the 7-Eleven on top of that. Like, stop the real criminals. And then the cops said, you know what? You're right. And they got in their cars and they all left. It was weird. It was weird.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yeah, you know, there's sometimes you
just like that.
You're not going to get away with...
It was so weird. Like, we're ostentatious like that, or we were. I mean, I still kind of am to some degree. Now there's cameras everywhere. It's a little harder. But, I'm completely honest all the time. No matter what is going on, because I will not remember what I told you. So... I don't want to have to keep up with a lie. This stuff happens. This, like, it's weird. Like, it's so weird that I have a reference when you just say a phrase. I'm like, and then it's on topic with the kind of show you have. It's crazy. Like, what is that? That's wild. I mean, to me.
Well, I mean, you and I, we're going to do some pre-records because I'm going to have to edit for vanity.
Yeah.
But we're going to get together one weekend and bang out some shows.
Yeah.
We have three stories.
Mistakes can become half a mistake at some point.
We have lots of stories. I, It's just amazing the stuff that we took through, especially when it comes to cops. You have a more, well, I would say lighthearted experience compared to mine, but...
Well, I'm not black, dude, unfortunately. I'm not black. I know I have that. It sucks I don't. You know? Like, is that a wrong thing to say? Like,
no,
you guys are targeted.
Very accurate. It's very accurate. Just a different level. There's the difference in the way we're treated.
Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's the truth.
I
apologize. So,
yeah.
But these are our police. This is...
Yeah, I know.
When you go from anywhere of known police corruption, like L.A.,
yeah.
And you want to move to white suburbia in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and stuff still happens to you, that lets you know.
Yeah.
It's not wrong to say the police are corrupt. It's not wrong.
No, they are.
'Cause if you can go anywhere in America and treat it the same way just because of the color of your skin, because of the amount of money you have in your bank account, because of what you do for a living... When you get treated the same way whenever you move anywhere in the States,
yeah,
we have a problem as a society.
Absolutely. Hey, I never treated you like that. Just letting you know. Dude, there's bad people in every facet of society. There's bad mechanics. There's bad decisions. There's bad sex. Like, dude, I don't mind corrupt cops. Like, because I'm corrupt too. Like, I try to go with the flow and with the least path of resistance. We're all people, and some people are devious and horrible, and I'm not that anymore. Like, I used to be destructive. Now I'm just self-destructive instead. And so I don't fault any particular system for anything at all, to be honest with you. That is how my mind works. I don't. Like, this is how it is. There's bad things, there's good things, and if you... don't have the bad, then you don't even know how to understand and experience the good. And that's why I think heaven can't exist, because in heaven, I'm going to want to do things that are bad. And to me, that would then be hell. Sorry for that tangent.
Well, Daryl, that is some bit of a wisdom to leave the show off on here. I know we've come out of time. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, darn. This is great.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
It's always great having you on. We're definitely going to get you radio trained here, because I think we need a fresh...
Good luck. I can't even be sober.
I'm going to work on you. Honestly, don't give up on me. I'm not going to give up on you. But Daryl, that's all the time we have, my friend. Thank you. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of John Stad Miller's National Intel Report. I've been your guest host, B, and you can catch me next Friday in the same time slot. And don't forget to catch me weeknights, 10 p.m., Monday through Thursday, Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Enjoy your drive home, ladies and gentlemen.
We must take the miracle back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? it installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.